Hello, welcome to the Astroplex, the podcast where two teenagers discuss, debate, and debunk all things astronomy and space.
This is episode one of the Astroplex series. Today, we'll be talking about the concept of astronomy, its past, present, and future. Enjoy! Let's start today with the basic question. What is astronomy?
Well, astronomy is a branch of science that studies objects and phenomena throughout outer space. People who study astronomy are called astronomers, and they conduct research on a wide variety of astronomical objects, such as planets, asteroids, stars, pulsars, black holes, and galaxies. Furthermore, astronomers develop and utilize many instruments and technologies to help them discover more in space, such as radio telescopes and satellites. Now I have a question for you. When did the concept of astronomy and studying the night sky even begin?
So the study of astronomy began several thousand years ago, when people came up with various astrological explanations to describe natural phenomena in the night sky. These explanations were usually closely linked to religious beliefs and practices. For example, the ancient Greeks believed that the movement of the sun was caused by Apollo, the god of the sun, riding his golden chariot across the sky. As new technology evolved, astronomers in East Asia, Mesoamerica, India, the Middle East, and Europe were able to observe space more clearly, which enabled humans to grasp a better understanding of the space beyond. For instance, the more accurate heliocentric theory, in which planets revolve around the sun, replaced the older geocentric theory, in which the Earth was the center of the universe. My next question. What are astronomers discovering right now as of 2024?
Yeah, that's a great question. Currently, through the lens of the James Webb Space Telescope, or JWST, we have been able to detect hundreds of exoplanets outside of the solar system and reveal details about the oldest known galaxy, which formed about 400 million years after the theorized Big Bang. Recently, the Event Horizon Telescope, which is a telescope array consisting of radio telescopes scattered across the world, has pieced together an updated composite image of Sagittarius A star, the supermassive black hole located at the center of the Milky Way, our own galaxy. Now that I've talked about what astronomers are working on recently, my question for you is, what are some current unsolved questions that astronomy hasn't been able to answer yet?
One of the primary unsolved questions that humanity faces is the existence of extraterrestrial organisms in space. To put it simply, are we alone in the universe? Also, astronomers are striving to understand the beginnings of the universe with the Big Bang, the birth of galaxies and stars, and the eccentric characteristics of black holes. Humanity also wants to become an interplanetary species, and astronomers want to find ways to send humans to Mars. My question, what are the different branches of astronomy?
Yeah, so astronomy is a broad field, and there are many branches of astronomy that focus on completely different aspects. An example of a major branch is astrophysics, which studies the physics of the astronomical objects in the universe, which includes how they interact with each other. Astrobiology is another branch, and it studies everything about life on and beyond Earth. These include calculating the possibilities of basic and intelligent life beyond Earth. Planet geoscience is another branch, and it focuses on the properties and behaviors of planets, moons, and planetary systems. These properties include atmospheric conditions, orbits, magnetic fields, and internal composition. Next is observational astronomy, which deals with observing objects in space using instruments such as telescopes, vast telescope arrays, space probes that tour the solar system, and many more. Astrometry deals with the positions and changes in position of astronomical objects using many methods. These astrometric observations and methods help us with determining the physical characteristics of distant objects in space, such as mass, diameter, luminosity, etc. Now, who are some people who have contributed to our deep understanding of astronomy in the past?
So, there's an interminable list of notable individuals who have made key breakthroughs in astronomy. People like Aryabhatta, Alhazen, Brahmagupta, Galileo, Johannes Kepler, Nicolaus Copernicus, Isaac Newton, Edwin Hubble, Albert Einstein, and Stephen Hawking have made several discoveries in our understanding of space and beyond. For instance, Aryabhatta was an Indian astronomer who theorized a model in which the Earth turns on its own axis. On the other hand, Albert Einstein developed the general theory of relativity and described the relations between space-time and gravity. Lastly, I have a pretty burning question. What significance does astronomy have in today's society?
That's a great question. By carefully observing the skies and conducting experiments, we've been able to find clues to answering the big questions, such as the aforementioned, are we alone in the universe? And how did the universe begin? Advances in astronomy also play a huge role in the future of humanity. For instance, if we want to colonize outer space, we will need to develop an efficient transportation system, robust infrastructure, and permanent settlements on other planets and moons. This ultimate goal can be achieved by applying our understanding of the solar system into our large-scale space projects. By applying astronomy, we can learn about ourselves and expand beyond planet Earth.
And that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Astroplex podcast, and see you in the next episode.